It's the last night of dress rehearsal before the big opening night, and the high school actors are helping get the stage ready.
Yes, I'm nervous, if that's the question. Yes, I am.
That's Jessica Epperson, the director. She teaches theater at the school, but this will be her first time running the show. As the name would suggest, the play is set in Hawaii. It's a comedy about three couples who come to the tropical island on vacation.
One of the couples is from South Carolina. They're kind of country and funny. One of the couples are dairy farmers from North Dakota. And then the last couple is, well, one's an actor, one is a greeting card designer from New York City.
Don't you dare act cheerful.
I take it things at the greeting card company aren't going so well.
That's Helen Martin and Gus Peterson playing the couple from New York.
Cats, dogs, flowers, and happy little children playing in the ocean. You are like a sunflower in my life. We're perfect together. Get it? Perfect like a cat purring?
I get it.
Although it's a comedy, it's also kind of a mystery about a volcano and the town's mayor. The mayor, played by Chauncey Sandhofer, has to save his town. His assistant, played by Aaron Funt, tries to help. But ultimately, it's up to the mayor.
I don't want this.
Then the village will be destroyed and you can look forward to a horrible death. It's up to you.
Man, I can't do this. Gotta find some way to get fired.
The students have been practicing about four times a week for a few months now. They are not only on stage, but behind the scenes. Student Josh Coonrad is running the sound and the lighting. Senior Tucker Hagerman spent his first few years of high school helping backstage, and then he stepped in front of the curtain the last few years. In this production, he plays the part of a town councilman and a TV director. He says he likes being in the moment on stage.
I think my favorite part about the play is the whole interaction that we have between other actors and how we can play off each other, and just getting into character and really feeling the environment and putting on a show for the audience really is, it's a lot of fun for me and I think for most of us that are here.
Epperson says she's received some guidance from teachers and directors who have come before her, and she expects this weekend to go well.
The play is supposed to be funny, and every time I watch them practice, I laugh.
All right, now I have to ask you this. There's a rumor going around that several people are sick.
Yes,
there's actually a lot of actors sick, so what's going on there?
So I guess people went to California and they came back sick, lots of people. So this is our last week of rehearsal and we haven't had everyone here a single night this week. Yeah, so it's going to be rough. I mean, they were all out of school today, like Helen, Tolan, Van, but I got phone calls from parents saying, hey, like, he's still sick. We're going to keep him home to make sure that they get better and they will be there tonight. They're feeling a little bit better. So on Monday when we ran through the rehearsal, I was really proud of everyone. They were, I mean, after not having practiced for 2 weeks, they came back and they probably one of the best, you know, running through of their lines that I've seen so far.
All of the actors made last night's dress rehearsal. For some students, this weekend marks the last performance of their high school career. For all of them, it's the result of weeks of hard work and dedication. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.